Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where health junkies get their weekly fix of tips, tools, and techniques to have limitless energy, sharp minds, and fit physiques for life. Hey, health junkies. On this episode of the Health Fix Podcast, I'm doing a short interview with Stephanie Lynn Shaw. She's the host of the Hello Hot Flash podcast. She's an educator by nature, and she took the strategies that she discovered in recovering from a two-year illness and turned them into a nutrition coaching and online education business where she uses her protocol, the Mind Body Business Method, where she's supporting midlife females by using their DNA to peel back the layers so they can control their life, but also know what they can do to make some really sustainable changes in their life. And Stephanie has a masterclass coming up. And so I wanted to do a brief little interview today to introduce you to her. And then on our Saturday podcast, you'll get the full deal with Stephanie. So let's introduce you to Stephanie Lynn Shaw.
Hey there, health junkies. I am Stephanie Shaw. And today we're going to be talking about hormones again, because you know, I think it's really important to have more conversations around the menopause and the transition. And Stephanie and I were just talking about this in terms of how, you know, it's kind of looked at like, oh my God, I'm in menopause. I'm going to die, right? Like we're done now. Life's over. So Stephanie, welcome back to the Health Fix Podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here.
So of course we want to talk about like some myths that folks have, because I think a lot of, this whole period thing, right? Like when it started, mine came early. My mom didn't have enough time to like tell me what had happened. So I thought I was dying then. And so then I moved towards now, you know, I think I was 11, almost 12. And she was like, oh gosh, I got my period at like 15. I had no idea that this was going to happen now. And I'm like, I think I'm dying. So did you have a similar experience? Like what happened for you? It sounded like you're same kind of age there.
Yeah, I was the same age, and it was painful. Like I had the worst cycles from 11 until 40 plus, like in the bed, always sick, very heavy. It was a traumatic week every single month. And you're right, my mom too. She's like, yeah, you're growing up. Don't let boys touch your boobs. It was I'm like, can you get any more?
You know,
but yeah, it was a traumatic experience, not understanding, especially what girls can know now about how they can operate differently based on different phases of their cycle. These conversations were not happening back in the day in the 70s. Yeah, not at all.
No. I mean, like literally like same thing. Like we're like, can I get some more information now? Like can someone tell me? And I literally thought I was going to bleed every day for the rest of my life. I didn't have it in my head that it was only going to happen like somewhat of like a week. I thought like, here I was bleeding for the rest of my life. And so like, you know, these kind of things are traumatic on the beginning. And then like, I feel like for you, like having all that pain for so many years and going through it, I think a lot of people go into the menopause, you know, transition and they're like, awesome. I hope this, you know, some people are like, awesome, I want this to hurry up. But then there's other folks who are like, oh my God, life's over. What do we do? So let's talk a little bit about some of the myths kind of going into perimenopause, menopause, and beyond that you've kind of encountered for a lot of folks.
Yeah. So part of it is just like you said before, that life is over. Like there's nothing else left. I no longer can bear children. My cycle is stopping. So that means that automatically I have to have, you know, hot flashes and night sweats and weight gain. I think we get stuck in the idea around what menopause, what the marketing of menopause looks like, mm-hmm. and not what menopause can truly be like. It's like this time of life where, yes, I don't have a cycle anymore. Hallelujah. Yes, I can't have children anymore. Kind of hallelujah. I've been there, done that. But it's also a time where like I have more wisdom. Do you know what I mean? Like I know what conversations to have, what conversations not to have. I've like stepped into who I am emotionally, physically, financially. And this is a time for us as women to begin to celebrate all of that, not think of it as being a burden. And that's part of what I try to do and coach women around is, let's talk about some strategies. What are some goals for you in the second part of your life? Stop thinking about, I no longer have a cycle and I'm going to have a hot flash. No, really, what does the second phase of your life look like and how can you enjoy it? There's something called I think it's the grandmother effect, where there's this time in life where as you age, then you become the person that everyone looks to for wisdom and looks to help support them. But yet with I'm a grandma now. So the grandmother phase, while they're looking to me for support and so forth, I got to clean the poopy diapers every week or every day kind of thing. So I think it's that balance. And then just like anything else in life, recognizing what the positives can be is what's going to help you get through menopause.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. You're like, no more poopy diapers. I don't have children myself, but my dad will be like, I can feed your dog all kinds of treats and then leave them. And then I'm going home and he's all begging you for all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, wow, it doesn't even matter if you don't have kids. It doesn't even matter. I mean, I love the concept of the wisdom. And mm-hmm. now you can be that sage that you always wanted to be. I mean, I don't know. I always wanted to be like that, you know, the movie Pirates of the Caribbean, to have the lady that's in the like shack with all the herbs and like the feet from the ducks or whatever it is. I want to be that lady is my dream. I'm like, I will be the herbal lady with all the weird things. Like that's my like mature wisdom. But I think the point being there, and the reason I mentioned that is you could be now you have the freedom. You have some freedoms that you didn't have before. You're not having to worry about periods and stuff. I mean, I see that.
Yeah. Kind of nice, right? Kind of nice. But it's also what you do with this time. So again, yes, if you aren't taking care of your body, you are going to have hot flashes, vaginal dryness, sleepless nights, all of that stuff as well. So it's super important that while this is the second phase of your life, that you're learning how to care for your body and care for yourself in a different manner. As we age, we need to begin to lift weights, like lift something so we don't get osteoporosis. We need to make sure that our heart health is good. So while the transition, I just kind of said, oh, it's real fun and exciting. You also have to start thinking differently about how you care for your body during this phase so you can enjoy being that sage. And so you can enjoy having that sharing that wisdom with your family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, this is the time, you know, I want women to take care of themselves all the time, but you know, if this is the time, this is like the time to do it. But also I like the concept of really sharing that you don't have to have hot flashes. You don't have to have osteoporosis. You don't have to gain weight. In fact, you don't have to have any of the symptoms, but you do have to do something not to have them.
Exactly. So me, for example, I don't have hot flashes, but I will say if I eat a lot of tropical fruit, I'll have a hot flash. So what should I do? Not eat a lot of tropical fruit. Like understanding your body, knowing what's going on. And the reason that I believe I don't is because I'm doing all the other things in order to make sure that my body isn't reacting in this stage where my estrogen is dropped and so forth. My body isn't reacting in a negative manner. My body's not fighting me because I'm doing all the other things that need to take place in order to stay healthy.
You know, not having a fight with the body. I think that's like one of the things that I think we fight a lot, even sometimes in younger years with body image, with, you know, a lot of that fight. And I think, you know, thinking as the older age, like this is the time not to fight anymore.
Yeah. You do not have to be a size two. Yep. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to be, you know, uber thin and so forth, but you need to be healthy so you can live the second phase of your life in a manner that's happy and joyful. You think about the second phase of your life, you're probably going to retire. You may have some more expendable income. Like, do you want to be retired with this expendable income sitting on a lazy boy watching TV every day? Or do you want to have the energy to move forward? So while the work that I do gets into the root of what's going on and talking about gut health and talking about, you know, detoxing your home and detoxing your body. A big portion of it is also just talking about that mindset piece so that you're able to accept everything that is going on and able to move forward.
That's huge. That's huge. Do you think that it's worth for every woman that mindset piece to really like get super clear on what you want your second half of your life, you know, and I don't like using necessarily second half. I like call it better half, whatever, you know, what you want for your retirement, what you want for their, you know, life. Do you work with that with your folks in your different groups? Do you sit and go, okay, what are we visualizing here? What are we working towards?
Yeah, we so I have a program coming up, a masterclass coming up, and part of the work behind the masterclass class, I cannot say that big word today, is a step-by-step action plan. So what does that look like in that second phase? Where do you need to go financially? Where do you need to go emotionally? Is there like someone that is always riding your butt and you need to have a big girl conversation so that you can eliminate the stress in your body? So yes, coming up with an action plan for the better half of your life is super important. And then understanding what, you know, we all make plans, you know, what happens in January, we all have this big plan, but the important part is making it manageable so that you can actually take the steps in that step-by-step action plan and implement them in your life and sustain them as well.
I'm huge on the sustainability thing because like I tell people, like, I want you to hang out with me, work with me for a little bit. I teach you what you need to be doing and get to know your body better. And then you got it. You're your own best coach now. That's my MO. So that's what's going on in your masterclass. I bet just knowing you.
Yes. Yes. And I think that that's huge because people can tell you what to do, but you know, 3 months later, if you're still not doing it, you wasted your time, money, energy, and so forth. So you need to have a plan in order for you to be able to sustain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what other kind of things might we find in your masterclass here? Because I'm intrigued. I definitely am like, I want to sign up. So tell us more, give us more scoop on what else, like give us some nuggets that we could find.
Yeah. So I think one of the most exciting parts for me is the detox section. So we only touch on that a little bit in the masterclass. It's actually in the course, but a lot of times people will think, okay, I'm going to eat better. I'm going to exercise, but they may not even realize that they're putting a ton of chemicals on their body or in their body, you know, burning candles, spraying stuff all over your house, makeups, shampoos, lotions. All of those things can impact your estrogen levels as well. And I think that often becomes the aha moment for people. They're like, I'm eating healthy, you know, I'm doing everything you said. But you also need to recognize that there's so many additional chemicals that we are taking in our body each day. So helping folks understand that. That's one of the most exciting parts for me is talking about that. And then stress. You know, how many times have I been on a call and like that becomes the subject stress because sometimes we don't recognize what is stressing us out. So personally, I was sick for almost 2 years, but I journaled a lot during that time. And I started to find a pattern. If I was not journaling, I wouldn't have recognized the pattern that this one particular person caused my cortisol levels to rise. Like I actually had side pain, because of that person. So actually walking through stress, what that looks like, how to identify stress, and then how to have that conversation around it to make sure that you're not stressed out.
Oh my gosh. You know, that has been probably the number one thing I found with my clients too over time is that if we don't tackle the stressors, we don't tackle the things that are pains in the butt, literally, then we don't get anywhere. We can spin our wheels on doing all the things, but it's that deep dive internally. And, you know, it's one of those things that I had to even call myself out on and be like, wow, I really need to do this.
And yeah. I know. And it's hard too, especially when you figure out that the stress is caused by a loved one or a close friend, or maybe the stress is even your job and you're thinking, you know, is it time for me to leave or find something else, but I have a good income. And so it becomes very difficult once you identify it, once you identify it, you have to come up with a really clear plan, especially when it's going to impact you at a, if it's going to impact you at a high level, so that you can come out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah, sometimes it is a little bit of ones that we don't want to face, but it can be the biggest, like, aha, and just game changer moment. And not only, you know, internally, not only that, we can figure out like what foods don't like us, what timing of eating, you know, do not work well with us. We can learn so much from just a basic journal that it blows my mind.
Yeah, I know it doesn't. I always, sometimes I sit and think, I'm like, okay, are these like too simple? Like journal, meditation, relieving stress. And while to the ear or to someone who's never done it, it may seem like it's a simple process, but it's so super powerful when you can go back and look at your story. And I think it's powerful for people as well, especially when it relates to journaling. Like if it's 3 years later and you're still dealing with the same crap, like, hello, you need to figure out how you're going to do something about that. So I, even though it may seem like a simple or easy form of relieving the stress, it's a very powerful way.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree. And, you know, journaling might sound a lot of work to some folks, like, oh man, you're going to add something else to my day. I said, but I've told people like over and over again, it's the most valuable part of your day, because it's your reflection to know how you interact with your environment and how it interacts with you.
Yes. And also, so enough, people often think that they have to write a page or two. Sometimes I just say, I am grateful for. Mm-hmm. And then if I go back a couple of weeks later, I'm like, oh, I forgot all about that. You know, someone sent me a gift in the mail, or I have a girlfriend who sends me random cards every once in a while. And like, if you go back and look at that in your journal, you're like, oh, I forgot that she had sent me a card on that day. So don't feel overwhelmed and as if it's something extra to do. Maybe today you can only write a sentence, but when you can dig a little deeper, then do that as well.
I like that. I like that. What other nuggets you got there that we can share? Let's do one more, because we don't want to give it all away, because we definitely want people to check out your masterclass, but give us another little nugget. What you got?
Yeah. So the other thing that I think is super important, you and I were talking about this a little bit before, gut health. Mm-hmm. So people don't recognize every single thing starts in the gut. So in the masterclass, we talk about that. What does your gut health look like? How can you impact your gut health in a positive manner? The connection between your gut and your hormones, and then some tips to heal your gut during menopause. So getting your, and also some gut healthy recipes are in the class, in that course. I know, right? But having that conversation around gut health, again, sometimes people don't make that connection. Once you start to make that connection with the gut, then that can help you with your menopausal symptoms as well.
Oh man, the gut is so huge, so huge. And the mm-hmm. fact that you have recipes, because I'm always asked about recipes, and I know you like to cook like me, so it's always fun to have that going there. Now, do you do any seed cycling? That is probably something that's a big one that I'm asked a lot. Tell me what your stance is there.
So no, I have not done that, but it keeps like going on this list of things like, ooh, I think that's something I should try. I have not done that. How are you finding that powerful?
You know, I've used it for years with my younger ladies, and I just now started to integrate it in with menopausal ladies, because I was like, well, if it helps balance, and like literally like some of my teenagers, seed cycling is amazing for getting the periods to balance, because we're getting the good fats in that and trying to get them away from all the processed seed oil chips and things. But yeah, having the seed cycling and throwing the like seed mixtures into different foods. I just threw some into chili the other day, and it was actually kind of good, like crunchy chili. People might think I'm weird, but that's okay. Anyway, it's good stuff. And so with my menopausal ladies, instead of cycling, it's literally like estrogenic seeds, progesterone booster seeds. Yeah. And you just dump them in together. And instead of, you know, first half of the cycle, you have the estrogen ones, and second half, you have the progesterones. You just do them all at once. And then you got,
you need both of them. So I like that. Note to self. I always say I either interview people or I get interviewed so I can learn some good tips. And that's one thing.
Man, I learned so much from anyone and everyone I talk to. Like, that's the blessing of being able to do these. So let's talk about how folks can learn from you, where they can find this masterclass, how they can get on board, because I definitely want people to be able to jump in and get the benefits, like, in as yes. soon as they possibly can. So give us the scoop. How do they find out? How do they get in touch with you? What do we do?
Yeah. So I have a podcast called Hello Hot Flash, and the podcast is also the website. So hellohotflash.com. If you go to shop on that website, there's a ton of free resources for you. So if you sign up for one of the free resources, you'll get the email that will tell you when the class comes live. It's scheduled for the second week of March, but we're playing with that time frame right now.
Okay.
So yes, if you schedule, sign up for one of the free resources, which include either hormone balancing recipes or 12 steps to sleep better. There's a couple of cool things out there. Sign up for those, and then you'll get additional information when the masterclass becomes live.
Awesome. And then, of course, you're on Instagram. How do folks find you? Still Hello Hot Flash? Yeah. Yes, I think so.
Yeah. On Instagram, it's Hello Hot Flash Podcast.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So it's podcast on Instagram, and on LinkedIn, it's my name, Stephanie Shaw.
Awesome. So guys, you know what? You've heard me talk with Stephanie before. If you haven't, you better go back to that podcast, because we're going to have Stephanie on here in different chats throughout the season so that you can hear different things. But I definitely recommend you check out her free resources. I mean, recipes, who doesn't need some recipes? And right. Estrogen balancing ones and hormone balancing ones in particular. Yes, please. So definitely check it out. I'll have all the notes in drjkrausnd.com on my website. And then, of course, things will be over at Instagram, and we'll make sure we get a link up there. So, Stephanie, thank you so much for stopping in and chatting with me. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I really appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Hey, fellow health junkie. Thanks for listening to the Health Fix podcast. If you enjoyed tuning in, please help support me to get the word out about the podcast. Subscribe, rate, and review, and just get that word out. Thanks again for listening.